In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, I'm thinking about one of God's wonderful creatures. It's cute, lovable, adorable. Left on its own, it would die of thirst or starvation. It needs protection from would-be predators, and it needs constant guidance to stay out of danger. It can't take care of itself when young, and when older, it still needs some help. Psalm 23 comes up in our readings a lot, and if you were to name a psalm that most of us could say from memory, it would be the 23rd Psalm. I've spoken at St. Paul's about Psalm 23 as recently as last year. Scripture frequently uses shepherd imagery to describe the ways that God relates to us. Even though we might not have ever seen a sheep or met a shepherd, we can still get the message. Sheep need a shepherd or they're going to die. Even full-grown sheep can't take care of themselves. Much of a shepherd's time is spent keeping the flock together because it's their nature to stray away. And when they stray away, they panic, so the shepherd has to come collect them and bring them back. A shepherd's life, which is lived away from civilization, can be lonely. And a weary shepherd knows that no matter how tired he is, he can't rest. It's hard work, but it's necessary. Scripture uses other images to describe how God relates to us. So, possibly like a lost sheep, I'm going to stray away from shepherd imagery. It happens that there's work out there that's more difficult than being a shepherd. That wonderful creature I was talking about a minute ago wasn't a lamb or a full-grown sheep. It was a human baby. Being a parent is a lot more difficult than being a shepherd. And in Scripture, there is no shortage of parental imagery to describe our relationship with God. Traditional theology teaches us that Jesus simultaneously is 100% divine, God, and also 100% human. The divine nature of Jesus could only have come from the Trinity, Son, Holy Ghost, and Father. Jesus often refers to or addresses that divine aspect as Father. And in today's gospel lesson, he states, to the amazement of those who heard him, "I and the Father are one." The human nature of Jesus came from his mother, the Virgin Mary. Only a woman could conceive and carry a baby through pregnancy and childbirth. In that era, only a woman could feed a baby. Only a woman could give Jesus the ability to be born and to live as a human being like one of us, and to die as a human being. It happens that as Jesus was dying on the cross, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" We don't know exactly how God left Jesus, but we know with certainty that Mary stayed there to the end. That is the nature of mothers. Only God could give Jesus the ability to forgive our sins and to resurrect from the dead. In the resurrection and the ascension, only God could bring the human nature of Jesus, given to him by his mother, into the Trinity itself. God and Mary were a team in bringing salvation to the world. For God's plan to be fulfilled, Jesus had to have a father in heaven and a mother on earth. What about us? We need the same. We need a heavenly father and a mother on earth, plus an earthly father. For the next week or so, think about how this team has taken and channeled love from heaven into our daily lives. And then think about what else this team has done for us. God also has a final plan for us. God wants us to join him in heaven someday, not as a sheep in the field that's been lost and come back to the shepherd, but God wants us literally to be his children in heaven. This is possible because our divine parent gave us a soul, and our earthly parents gave us a body. Every year, the church designates the fourth Sunday after Easter as Good Shepherd Sunday. Today's lessons and the music so wisely chosen by Keith Schaefer call us to reflect on that aspect of our relationship with God. But today is also the second Sunday in May, which is Mother's Day. It's an official national holiday. Mother's Day in the United States began as a church worship service, and then it became secularized. It hasn't made it to the church calendar officially, but you know, maybe it should be there because of the gifts that we've been given. Amen.